Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, for another episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very, very thankful to the Most High. Yes, very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, for this very precious opportunity. Be back with you here again. Speak these precious words. Yes, to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, for the ultimate healing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that for him I have some very important things for his cause, for the hope of his people, for the healing of his people that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said I would have his protection. Yes, his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could. To destroy. Well, I'd go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of things that were written in Scripture that, due to the polytheist nature of this present world, many have just simply presuming the standards upon which they live in this world. We're born into this world. Well, there's a lot of truths, my brothers and sisters, precepts that Most High has spoken through his prophets, through Messiah. The world has, in so many ways, completely chosen to ignore. We were warned. Most hardly realize the nature of the warning. I want you to think about it. In the book of Matthew, Messiah told his people, you are the light of the world. But that they were called to be the light of the world. Well, I want you to consider what he meant by light. Didn't say by any means that the varying standards of this world were viable. He was actually saying that the ways of this world are indeed darkness. There wouldn't be a multitude of varying standards in this world, my brothers and sisters, if this world were truly wise. Do I need to repeat that? There would be no multitude of varying standards in this world if man were truly wise. People say, my people are destroyed. Confusion. Filled with confusion. Confused, divided. Contentious, one against another. Incapable of reasoning together, if you will, for lack of knowledge. Well, Scripture says if the gospel be hid, is hid to them that are lost. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that faith in Yah alone means that you have come to a realization of what is his instruction and his instruction alone. No man can serve two masters. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, men seek to maintain a multitude of diverse standards. Presuming them somehow to be wise. It is an absolute insult against the very holy name of the One Most High as He is. And in fact, it's direct defiance against divine command. The book of Jacob, they call James, said every good and perfect gift comes from above, comes from the Father of light, in whom there's no variableness, no shadow of changing. Dare we say then, my brothers and sisters, that what we have is light? After all the variant standards we see in this world? The scriptures tell us in Zephaniah 3:8, in 3:13, it says the people that he will preserve, the Most High will preserve, is a people who will all reason together with him in one consent. We must learn to reason together. That means that all the very contentions that exist in this world, the various doctrines that exist in this world, we must transcend them all, or else we're not ready for his peace. Or dare we think that we, let's just say our belief in a multitude of various standards, could ever be in agreement for the Most High? That, my brothers and sisters, that concept is a complete disrespect of the Most High, whose very name declares he is all and everything that he is, nothing that he is not, that he does not change. He is not destabilized. His identity does not change according to the varying standards of men. To say otherwise is to worship another and not him. What do you think about this? He said that false prophets are those who cry out, "Lord, Lord," but not to, get my point, do everything that is declared, or do the will of the Father. He said, "You're my friends if you do everything he commands." Well, people read the Bible. Many read it. In fact, I would really go as far as to say few read it with the type of efficacy that is necessary. Because if they did, it'd be more than just reading scriptures on a page. It'd be coming to a degree of common understanding. Most High told me to know what it said and not know why it is said and miss the point. In fact, he was saying that to know what it said and not know why it is said is to fall short of his instruction. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what this absolutely means. A lot of people reading the book, getting different ideas out of it, is not the result of the inspiration of his Holy Spirit. If you can believe that a multitude of contradictions, whereby somehow you believe the Most High has betrayed himself, is a work of the Holy Spirit, you can't be a disciple unto him, because to believe such a thing immediately means that what you have worshipped or desired to worship is an inconsistency. It is not the Most High. Messiah said, "I made no request for the worldly." Make no request for those then, my brothers and sisters, who are satisfied with a diverse, contentious worldly status quo. I made no request for those who are pleased with the various diverse arguments of man. I made no request for those who will not realize what the Most High declared from the beginning is an eternal standard, even the eventuality that he has decreed. Think about it. The nature of this world is to cause men to be completely indiscriminate with regard to the very fact that a multitude of diverse standards, give me my brothers and sisters, is not a covenant. How can they be? How can a multitude of differing doctrines that are not the work of the Holy Spirit, not the work of conversion, not the work of the gospel, which is the pure and perfect word of the Most High, the sure word, the word from on high that is untainted after the designs of men, how can that be? My brothers and sisters, a multitude of varied, diverse standards, what is now present, worldly status quo, how can that be a covenant with the Most High? How can that be an agreement with him? Think about what Messiah actually said. And I said again, we live in a polytheist world that finds this difficult to understand or difficult to accept. He said, your righteousness, your sense of what is divine expectation, what you agree to as acceptable unto the Most High, is a standard that exceeds. And he said, you must exceed that of your rulers. He was speaking to Israel. He said, scribes and Pharisees. He told his disciples to go forth and teach all nations to convert. That means that the righteousness they must attain is beyond all the nations. Do people really believe, my brothers and sisters, that they can find that righteousness after the varied rulers of the nations? I say to you, absolutely not. Messiah told his disciples who were to be anointed by his spirit to teach us all things, no lie in it. He said to go forth and teach all nations everything that he commands. Our brothers and sisters, do you believe that? How can you believe that men have taught everything that was commanded in its right context, line upon line, precept upon precept? If there are so many differences among us today, understand what he said. He was really saying your righteousness must exceed all that of your rulers, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. He said, if you fall victim to anyone who causes you to deny any part of the law and the prophets, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. How is the world divided? But men have chosen not to see all that is contained in the law and the prophets. He called them false prophets who would not speak concerning all these things. He said, they cry out to him, Lord, Lord, but not to do, perform all that is the will of the Father. In that context, do must mean, my brothers and sisters, do all that he declared after the fullness of the precepts that he has decreed. Else, my brothers and sisters, men take the words completely out of context after the constraints and ideals of another. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High is very distinct in his personality, very distinct in his vision, very distinct in his expectation concerning, my brothers and sisters, what is required of mankind. The scripture in Isaiah 45 says, woe to those who contend against their maker. He said, concerning him and his people, you should ask of him. Or dare man believe that they command him? Woe, my brothers and sisters, those who strive against the maker. Messiah said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command. He didn't say as other people commanded, as other people interpreted his word, but as he conveys the meaning of his commands himself. I want you to consider what I'm saying to you. He said, your righteousness must exceed all the contentions and varied doctrines of your rulers, else you cannot be counted qualified or worthy unto his peace. Why? Because the contradictions simply stated are not a covenant. It is as tough as that sounds. Truth is what it is. A multitude of contradictions after the designs of men, men coming up with all these various titles trying to put a label on the Most High that they understand, trying to put the Most High in a cage that men have created to capture other men under the pretense of it being wise. My brothers and sisters, that's the utmost insult against the Most High. It's men worshiping men, giving honor to men rather than Yah. Think about it. 1 Corinthians said it. So if there's strife and divisions among us, we are worldly. That means tainted after the designs of this world. That means not delivered from the lies or pretenses that are in it. Claiming to be sufficient. False gods. False saviors. He says, therefore let no man consider himself so wise before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things, that which men have not considered. Exposing those of your brothers and sisters who hide the truth from you, who do not compel you to think deeply about these things. It says, and then shall men know how to praise, worship, honor. Yeah. Shall men then believe, my brothers and sisters, they honor him, trusting that the various contradictions, political, social, national, and religious that we see in this world, shall men believe, my brothers and sisters, that these are still yet the worship of him? Think about what he said. His very name means that he is all and everything that he is, and he will prove himself to be according to all that he has spoken. His very name implies all these things and so much more. Well, he said you should not take his name in vain. That means you don't call upon his name or swear by his name unto seeking less than all that is his will. Men doing such as this have only created a multitude of divisions among us. People being deceived, my brothers and sisters. He said, your righteousness then must exceed all these partialities. Your sense of discretion, what you believe in, your faith must exceed all these pollutions. There are many who have not realized that when Rome murdered all those who knew the faith and expectation of old, their goal was to preserve what they call Pax Romana, the rule of this world, to preserve all the various contentious ideals and false gods that already were Rome. I want you to understand something. You can look it up for yourself. When the gospel, the truth of the Most High, went forth, proving foolish so many of the ideals that were common status quo among men, if you go back and you look in the days of those like Diocletian, well, just look at various Roman rulers, all up until the time of Constantine and beyond. But especially in those earliest years when the gospel went forth, I want you to look it up for yourself. What you will find is that when the gospel went forth, the men began to convert unto the faith and understand faith in Yah alone is according to his instructions alone. Faith in him alone, my brothers and sisters, according to his word alone. Faith in him alone is not according to a multitude of various standards that seem wise to men. Man cannot be saved, my brothers and sisters, by saved from a multitude of derelict ideas. Preserving a multitude of derelict and confused ideas. What you will find is when the gospel went forth, that many in Rome became very enraged and upset, saying that because so many of the pagan temples began to empty out, listen to me, because so many of the pagan temples began to empty out, they said that the gods of Rome were angered at being disfavored, angered at being disfavored because many were converting unto the truth that they were being taught by the apostles. In the East, there was already the expectation, the concept of a Messiah, a Savior, according to the will of one, and not according to the diverse ideals of many. I keep saying this again and again, and it's a need to understand. As much as a half a millennium before the birth of Yeshua, 2,000 years ago, Rome had the concept of a Savior as one who was favored by all the diverse gods of Rome. And since the gods of Rome were constantly at war, they saw themselves as peace, not only to the gods of Rome, but also, my brothers and sisters, they saw themselves as power brokers. That no one could worship ultimately then, my brothers and sisters, all the various gods and get favor from all the gods unless they trusted in these pagan rulers. Well, I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, contrary to that Western polytheist idea, was the concept of the Kurdi, the righteous one, the Savior, the Mashiach, the Mashiach. The Denka, the Shashan Shah, Shiloh, the one of the Most High already said that unto him must all the people gather. the lawgiver, the scripture says, would come out of the tribe of Judah. Oh, Moses came, Moshe or Moses came out of the tribe of Levi, so we're talking about another. And the scripture says he appears out of the loins of Judah in the last days. If you look at Genesis 49:1-8-12. Isaiah 49 says there's no city will come saying there's no peace to the lawless, or those who get my point. We're not discerned enough of divine law to discern where it is that men have been less than honorable, less than lawful before the Most High. He says that he would come forth therefore saying, keep silence and listen to me, O ye isles. Hearken to me, O ye nations. Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention my name. Ultimately means he Most High has made us a sworn an oath. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, unto the glory of his own name, and calling this one, indeed, my brothers and sisters, by the name of the Most High, the principles of the Most High, that he would reveal what is honorable before the Most High, according to all that the Most High requires, all that is pleasing to him, to bring his people back as one, galvanized, gathered together again as one. That they all reason together as one. The scripture already tells us in Isaiah 1:18-20 that if we can't reason together, we'd be delivered to the sword. The Most High wants a people who discern the precepts of his will, that when the truth comes, they can accept it and walk viably in it, despite all the variant contentions and provocations of a worldly status quo, where in so many cases, men have walked after standards that were never true to initial foundation. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of traditions, things that are common to men, that men believe are acceptable in this pagan, polytheist, godlessly lawless culture that are absolutely forbidden in Scripture. There are things that society demands of men. That the fact of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, that if men were to walk after these things, it would before the Most High be a sin. There are things the Most High declares that men must do, that if they do not do them, well, the scripture says in so many ways they're unworthy to be called truly disciples. Well, I can only tell you, listen to what the Messiah said. He said, you will not know, in effect, he was saying, you will not know his peace, not be gathered unto him, not know his salvation, lest you realize in so many ways the various standards seeming wise unto men have all, in this day, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, been in some way tainted, perverse, and quite foolish. I want you to understand what the scriptures have to say, like for instance 3:17, 1 Corinthians. If any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. What then must have been the expectation of the saints of old? What were they waiting for? They were waiting for someone who would come, a brother and sister, to restore the covenant by exposing all the variant standards, partial standards of men, to be inviolable as they have always been. Inviolable. We were told, my brothers and sisters, look forward to the one, he for whom you are waiting. The scriptures already told you in advance that the rulers won't be able to stand before him. Say they will wait for him to renew their strength. Him who does what? Look at Isaiah 41 going into 42. He exposes all the rulers' doctrine to be inviolable. Scripture talks about this Babylonish misrepresentation that we live in the midst of. Scripture says, my brothers and sisters, that this misrepresentation, this Babylon, before him must fall. If it were viable, my brothers and sisters would be able to stand before the Son of Man. Is it not then obvious, my brothers and sisters, that what he's telling you is what's also at Isaiah 40-41 concerning the coming of Messiah? He will count whole nations as if they were dropped in a bucket. That means that my brothers and sisters, the doctrines that they offer being tainted were not viable nor true nor acceptable as a word before him. So what were the people waiting for? The scripture said they would wait for him to renew their strength. They're waiting for, again, my brothers and sisters, the one who would restore covenant, knowing that the multitude of contradictions that men had trusted, and just like the multitude of contradictions that we see in the world today, my brothers and sisters, cannot be true to the will of one. Again, he said, you should not take his name in vain. You should not swear unto his name falsely. You should not swear unto his name, not seeking all and everything that is his will. Lest you defile his name, lest you disrespect his name, lest you blaspheme his name, lest you refuse to accept the preciousness of what is declared by his Holy Spirit. I had news for you, my brothers and sisters. The Most High has given me in the last couple of days some monumental truths that our people need to understand. I said some monumental truths that our people need to understand. It all has to do with the economy, if you will, the kingdom of Yah. What you must attain to, what you must realize in your spiritual bank book, even to prove that you are a believer. Do you believe the Most High will accept a multitude of corrupt doctrines unto his kingdom, a multitude of contentions? That your allegiance is to a multitude of rulers who themselves cannot agree? Do you believe, my brothers and sisters, somehow the Most High will accept such as this? As faith in him, or has it been trust in another? My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you Isaiah 48 makes it plain. Most I said, I knew in advance that you would lie. He said, I knew in advance you would swear by his name, but not unto all that is true and not unto all righteousness. And he says right there, he will not give his glory or his name to another. His people must be refined in the truth. So it says, who is there among you? Who is that one for which you should be awaiting, who should be waiting? He said, who is there among you who can declare, discern these things? Who is that one, the scripture says, that would come forth saying, from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was, there am I. Who is that one whose very name, our brothers and sisters, means in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah? Who is that one that carries the name of the Most High from the birth? Who is that one, the scripture said, would come forth one day to say, my brothers and sisters, oh, that you kept my commandments, knowing that man has not kept the words of the scripture to the divine instruction, saying, oh, that you kept my commandments, then would your peace have been as a river, and your righteousness the waves of the sea. Who is that one who declares the word of Yah line upon line, precept upon precept, that men might again agree, that it might again indeed have a covenant? Who is that one, the scripture says in Isaiah 49, that the leaders would despise? Why? Because he exposes all their variant ideas, so supposed rule, to be foolish. Why do I say that? Simple. Psalms 14. So the Most High in the last days looks upon men and sees none righteous, none that does good, no, not one. All then, our brothers and sisters, misled by evildoers. Men not discerning how much more beyond, let's just say, their leaders, they need to seek the Most High. You said in that day he will scatter the bones of hypocrites. But he says, who out of Zion will give salvation to Israel at such a time? In that day Israel shall be glad. You ever stop to consider, according to Psalm 14 and Psalm 53, it's talking about one that should be expected then, my brothers and sisters, to compel men again to seek the Most High to the full dimension that is necessary? When the scripture says, comfort ye, O my people, repent ye, O my people, both the words in Hebrew, nacham, and the Greek word, metanoia, both of them relate the idea about compelling man to seek the Most High at a dimension of deep inspection that is not common, my brothers and sisters, after your rulers, because they haven't compelled you to think deeply enough. The book of Ephesians, it tells us we must comprehend with all the saints of old to height, depth, and breadth. Is it possible, my brothers and sisters, after the variant conspiracies, allegiance to the rulers. So often, my brothers and sisters, not looking at things deeply enough and as consistently enough as they should. Is it possible, my brothers and sisters, to comprehend together with all that was known by the ancient saints of old in a world, my brothers and sisters, that is hidden the truth from you? I want you to consider. Scripture says the Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance, but how many have known that they need to remember or seek so much more, my brothers and sisters, what this world does not offer an example of? Wow. Scripture speaks about one for whom you should be waiting. He says he's going to restore righteousness as of old, and in so doing, I said restore righteousness as of old, and in so doing, humiliate all your priests. Your kings be dusted before his sword, driven stubble to his bow, and others before the accuracy of his word, they are all proven foolish. He says he will rebuke then, our brothers and sisters, and show also as treacherous all those who would say that every man walking according to their own ways, is good in the sight of the Most High, and that he delights in such, because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, how shall the Most High, who delights in pure and perfect word, his own gospel, the only word of peace with him, the pure, perfect word, my brothers and sisters, that declares an agreement with him, how shall he be satisfied with everyone's lies? Men say they are saved by faith, but how can men say they're saved by faith not knowing what to believe? The apostle Shaul said it this way. He said, how can they call upon him whom they have not heard, and not all have heard the preaching of the gospel? Not have all believed to preach the teaching of the gospel. The word pure and perfect from above. I said the word pure and perfect from above that the Messiah himself brought down to earth, that his disciples also preached. That it's possible to discern only by a gift from the Most High himself. But the scripture says men have grown wearied in their discretion in these last days. He said he would give strength to the weary in the last days. In other words, he would raise people's conscience again to a greater sense of discretion, a greater capacity to discern. He said he would do this in the last days. They would come forth saying in Isaiah 50, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I should know how to declare a word to the weary. He says, in the last day, the weary shall renew their strength, because he appears as a righteous one, as the Most High has called, that appears suddenly, meaning that men's conscience has been such that they have not known to expect him. Many have been satisfied, and what the leaders told them was enough. Scripture says, be a terror to understand the report in Isaiah 28, that what men have called doctrine, cloth too short, warp weak, insufficient for a garment. For the Most High is going to require of mankind, my brothers and sisters, very suddenly in the judgment, concerning all that he has for of old spoken. But the scripture says, the sinner, he will do this at a time. I want you to hear me, that a whole world has fallen short of the capacity to repay that debt. Now, that might sound like a shocking thing. Why would the Most High ask humanity or demand of humanity under survival to restore? Or let's just say, my brothers and sisters, be restored, hearken to be restored to the ancient truth that for so long the world has forgotten. Scripture says, of Messiah, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Isaiah 53 says, by his discretion shall he justify many. Does that mean men are justified by the diverse forms of indiscretion? No, my brothers and sisters. Scripture talks about preparing that you be able to stand before the Son of Man. The book of Daniel 12 and 10 talks about the idea about those who, in the time will come when men will be purged. Purged and refined. They might be made true unto Yah. It says, none of the wicked or the lawless or those who have not been diligent will understand. But those, my brothers and sisters, who have sought to do good works, in other words, all the Most High has required, will understand, because that's simply what is required of us in the first place. There will be no peace in this world as long as there are those who feel that they don't need to seek all that is divine will, and they act as ultimately, my brothers and sisters, a disconcerting, misleading influence, even in and influential brothers that compels men to disrespect the Most High among us. It is a common command unto every single living soul. It says we shall not swear by his name in vain, or we not call upon his name, not seeking all that is his will. What else does this mean but that we must all seek all his will, that for the mutual good of one another, true to the holy name, we all be one. Purity and completion are of one choice. He says, how can we reason together then? But that we all seek all that is his will, that we do not deny or do not fall short of what indeed, my brothers and sisters, is faith in him, because the Most High won't claim any of this confusion. He's not the author of it. That seems to be a very hard thing for many to understand. Quite frankly, 2 Thessalonians and the book of Colossians tells us that there will be an intrusion on the part of perditious, hellish, lawless principalities and powers. Why do I say hellish and lawless? Because, hey, their foundation is the preservation of all their confusion and causing the people to be indiscriminate to the nature of sin that they all seek to uphold. Most I didn't say any of the concept of man, the concept of man he would preserve him. He didn't say he'd betray himself by renouncing any of his own word. He said after the intrusions of the principalities and powers, well, he said he'd be a fall from faith. Means it's not the faith. Shall men be saved, my brothers and sisters, by trusting a multitude of varying differences that are not faith in Yah anymore? He said, those who believe this lie, this pretense, how about this multitude of variant, confused ideas? He said, those who believe those lies should be damned. He did not say saved. One of the hardest things for most after this polytheist system to understand is that man can't make a savior. Man can't create a genuine church that is a sanctuary, my brothers and sisters, for the believe, for those who would believe either. Hard for people to believe. But they call these institutions churches. 45,000 that can't agree. 45,000 denominations and people within the scope of each one of these, my brothers and sisters, that even like, for instance, in this nation, hey, are left wing, white wing, moderate, Democrat, Republican. Some Afrocentrists, some white supremacists, some intermingled with all manner of so-called New Age religion. And yet they all call themselves believers. After whose title? He said you can't take his name in vain. In other words, if you swear by his name unto a multitude of contradictions or call on his name indiscriminately seeking to preserve a varying multitude of differing ideas, he said you should not be found guiltless or blameless. You should not be found blameless if you do that. Means what you did, what you swore unto, was not him. But there are those who say they called upon the name of the Most High and made them save. According to what then? Their own imaginings? The scriptures tell us that Messiah himself must return to restore a covenant. I said Messiah must return to restore a covenant. There's a lot I need to tell you about because the Most High has revealed a lot to me over the course of the last couple of days that people really need to come to comprehend. And I'm trying to set up now the foundation upon a foundation upon which I can begin to relate these things, the full dimension of efficacy that is necessary. Well, one scripture says that reverence for Yah is the beginning of wisdom. Once we understand that he must declare a standard devoid of any of these misconceits of this worldliness, saying he is not of this world, not of the variances that are in it, And he must declare a standard above them all that men recognize his rule, his reign, and his law. We have to understand then, my brothers and sisters, that a multitude of different interpretations are not his law at all. It's not his faith at all. You have a multitude of different ideas that people believe. Is it faith in the will of one? Is it steadfastness or is it infirmity? Scripture says, double-minded man, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High because he's unstable in all his ways. He's already called the ruler among the Gentiles in the book of Jacob. They called James, he called him temptations, if you will, provocations. In other words, Most High is not pleased with any of them. He said, if you lack wisdom, you ought to ask him. My brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what the Most High told me, and it's so simple. He told me early on, first thing he told me, I must pray. He told me that if I could believe that any of these different contradictions are a work of his spirit, I cannot be a disciple unto him. In other words, what did Messiah say? John 14. He said, I make no request for the world. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Seek to preserve as one the understanding of his word. Now, all the context that he has declared, line upon line, precept upon precept, preserving, maintaining, and defending the purity of the precepts of the law as he explained. Have men done that? Say, if you love me, he said, keep my commandments. Keep, like I said, the conscience that he reveals concerning what is divine law. Can you do that with a multitude of different ideas as if there is no law? As if there is no standard? He said, I'll ask of the Father, he will send you the Spirit of truth, which is worldly. How about those, my brothers and sisters, who can believe that a multitude of differing ideas is viable? He says the spirit that they would not receive. My brother says not only not receive, but never be able to harness the fullness of the discretion that is required. The fullness of the discretion that is required of those who would petition the Most High that they be true to his kingdom and that they do not lie. But my brothers and sisters, we live in a very much so polytheist system. Men believing all kind of different doctrines, and dare I want to call it by the same name. Scripture says, no one is blameless, and me and my brothers and sisters, all who are guilty who do this. It's not salvation. I will simply tell you again, my brothers and sisters, there is scripture throughout the Bible that relates that in the time of judgment, when he reveals Messiah, that he's going to require of mankind, and always has, suddenly require of mankind, or making it aware to all mankind, that he requires of his people concerning all that he has spoken. Acts 3:18 to 23 calls it the times of restitution, the times of refreshing. So he's going to hold man accountable at a time of restitution, a time that he comes to restore conscience, that those who believe in him might not perish. I say believe in him. I didn't see all the varying misrepresentations in the world. He said, according to all that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. How many of my brothers and sisters have anticipated that day? That they might actually know how, like Scripture says, praise Yah. How about my brothers and sisters that they do not lie? How about that they discern his will above and beyond all others? How about my brothers and sisters that they discern that there's only one path toward life, one path toward peace? That man is to be utmost thankful to the Most High for offering the opportunity to discern what that is in fact again. We've talked about this before. Book of Revelation, 6th chapter. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please check out the article on my website, hiddengospel.com, tribulation, or Great Tribulation, 70 to 365 A.D. It talks about how Rome actually murdered all those who knew the faith of old, expected righteousness after the will of one, discerning the difference between the commandments of men and the commandments of Yah. Discerning that only one law is lawful and fair. Rome murdered those who knew or would speak this word. And my brothers and sisters, they long ago died out because what people call the church thereafter, the scripture calls it a rise of false prophets. Horns like a lamb speaking as a dragon. The scripture says, in other words, it means that it appears to be faith in the Messiah, but it's the doctrines of a devil who deceives the whole world. Keeps men from perceiving, my brothers and sisters, they're still walking around in the darkness. Compels them to believe they're walking in light, but just because they didn't know what the greater light they should have known. Scripture says, once that occurs, nothing will restore the faith unto salvation beyond this worldliness, beyond all these perversions that exist in all your institutions, you call it your temples and your churches. The Messiah comes to reveal it again himself. Most have no clue, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures actually say about how Messiah shall return and for what purpose. No concept fully according to the scriptures as to who the early church knew that he is. Like I said, the purpose for which he comes. Scripture says he comes because all the standards of men have become inviolable. None of them worthy. He said he looked upon men that stand, did seek Yah, none, all tricked by evildoers. How about misrepresentatives? None of them, if he asked a question, could meditate and give him an answer. Isaiah 41 going into 42. Do people think that's an environment in which they are delivered? Or is it an environment, my brothers and sisters, in which the truth has been hid from them? Which do you think? Do you think this is the men are saved where the gospel or the truth is here? The scripture says the gospel be here, is here to them that are lost. Now, brothers and sisters, don't fall for the bribes of a worldly status quo that seeks to be applauded while it fatally flatters men. To know that you need to seek a greater truth than all that is being by and large revealed by your rulers is absolutely necessary to prove that you are on a Yah. Like I say, the system doesn't like it when you don't bow down to it. The system doesn't like it when you don't follow after a status quo of contradictions. You think a contradictive mind, men who are contradictive against their own existence, against Yah, and against that would make our people wonder that they are part of a covenant with Yah. Think again. Well, they tell me that there's only a few minutes left, a few seconds left. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, there's a serious need, considering the kind of things the Most High has recently revealed. So you need to stay tuned. I said you really seriously need to stay tuned. If you want to hear a kind of consensus, a kind of discretion that is only found, brothers and sisters, by those who are willing to consider all the Most High has spoken. It says the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. In other words, it says, hey, if they don't want the whole truth, why should I send them a teacher? Because only unless you want the truth will you truly come to realize and find it, to become obedient to it, to a level the Most High can be pleased with. There is a hope that is written in Scripture, an expectation, scenario painted in Scripture. It does not declare that all things are hopeless, as that ancient standard will be restored to mankind. But if you don't anticipate it, you don't know how to anticipate it. Something else will make a fool of you. That's exactly what the Most High told me. I would pray, my brothers and sisters, that you have a heart to receive this. Lots of articles on my website begin to explain these things. A lot of things I've said in the archives over the course of the last couple of years that explain so much of this. And I got page after page of notes with regard to this topic. And well, in the scriptures you can find what I'm telling you now concerning what was the great expectation of the early church. Scripture said we must comprehend with all the saints what is the height, depth, and breadth under one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That means no contentions among us, precept upon precept, line upon line. If that were done, my brothers and sisters, we would have an agreement today. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, I would spare you the destruction that comes upon those who would preserve illusions. I want you to understand what I mean when I say preserve illusions. Most I told me that all that's necessary to create a devil is for men to be left without his instruction. We all should know we must petition Most High that we be taught by him rather than hoping for his silence. Keep listening, my brothers and sisters. Keep listening. Just wanted to lay a little foundation. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Benedimiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I dare say unto his might, his honor, and his praise always. Thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near and thanking you all for listening. Because I dare say, my brothers and sisters, when I tell you the thing I'm telling you now are false prophets. Articles you see popping up in the splash screen for on my website, I'm telling you now, it's very difficult to discern without these truths, and they are fundamental. But without that foundation, men expect all manner of worldly corrupt institution to be preserved, and to be a preserver, even a sanctuary. I will tell you that the scriptures tell us that the only way that mankind is going to make atonement for his sins is that all these institutions that have hid the truth from you shall all fall, that they are must all broken down like chalk stones. They tell you that? It means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is not pleased with the standards you see among you today. He told me I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could from the dawn of human fall. To hide and not pervert, silence and destroy. I know that the Holy Spirit reveals again what is honorable before you. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to seek it rather than become self-satisfied and something so much less? Again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, unto the might, honor, and praise the Most High always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.